So coming to the Buxton Opera House, a treat for the kids, a treat for the parents, Mr. Maker. And he joins us on the phone. Hello.
Hello, Barry. How are you?
I'm very well. You are very jolly all the time.
I am. But I'm very lucky. I absolutely love my job. And it sounds a bit of a cliche, but it was my dream when I was growing up to be a kids' TV presenter. So I'm very lucky to be doing it now. And I just love my job so much. So I am a very happy guy.
Fantastic. And it has to be said, I've been talking to people the last few days and saying, oh, I'm going to be interviewing Mr. Maker. And everybody, to a person, has either said, the parents have either said, oh, my kids love that. Or, as my daughter did, who's 15 last night, said, oh, I used to love Mr. Maker.
Oh, oh, that's so nice. Well, the amazing thing for me, I can't really believe it, is that the show's been on over 10 years now on CBeebies and on the BBC. So it's absolutely flown by the time since we filmed that first series back in 2007. And it's amazing now to be still making the TV show over 10 years on, but also to be embarking on this huge UK tour.
Can you put your finger on what the secret of the success is?
Well, I think arts and crafts obviously is the main theme of the show, and being creative, and I think the show is thankfully very popular, not just in the UK but all over the world as well. It's now broadcast in over 100 countries around the globe, and I think the thing is that arts and crafts, it doesn't matter where you live in the world or how old you are, it's something that people enjoy, and that's what's lovely about the TV show. And what's great about our live theatre show is that we've got this brilliant arts and crafts live performance that we put on, and we try and be as creative as we can, but also we've turned it into a real family entertainment show. So it's a Mr. Maker fun show full of music and singing and dancing and games and audience participation, and that's what we really try to do with the TV show as well, is entertain as well as teach kind of, and inspire arty creations.
Would you like to hear my theory?
Oh, yes, please.
I think it's because the stuff that you make is of an achievable standard.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Yours is not like certain other shows where it's the stuff that the presenters make or their staff make is absolutely pristine and perfect. The stuff that you make is kind of an achievable standard for the kids. Am I sort of heading down the right street?
No, absolutely. And I'm really pleased that you said that as well, because one bit of feedback that I get quite often is, and it's actually not from children that watch the show, it's mostly from grown-ups, so mums and dads and aunties and uncles and grandparents and other caregivers that watch CBeebies. They often say that they didn't feel like they had confidence to make things and be creative, and actually to help their little ones at home make things. But after watching Mr. Maker, they actually did think, well, do you know what, I think I can have a go at that, and actually they had a go with achievable ideas and using materials that you can find at home or materials that you might be able to recycle, and that's a really lovely thing to hear, and it's something we do hear quite often from particularly the grown-ups that watch CBeebies as well.
So during the show then, you've got a sort of a big make on the go. How does that work?
Well, I don't want to give away too much.
Okay.
But what I will say is that it's a really, really special part of our show, and everyone that comes to Buxton Opera House to see the show will help me, Mr. Maker, make something during the show. And it's a really beautiful thing, seeing it all come together. And it happens at different parts of the show as well. And it's a really magical, colourful thing. But again, just like you said before, it's actually quite a simple idea as well. As you can imagine, it's Buxton Opera House is a pretty big place. And there are lots of levels for us to get to all the audience. So we had to come up with an idea that was simple enough and achievable for us to create something on stage during the show. And we really feel like we've come up with a really exciting idea. And we hope that everyone that comes to see the show, wherever they're sitting or jumping up in their seat and enjoying the show, will be able to take part and have lots of fun.
Fantastic. So looking forward to it. Mr. Maker, thank you very much for taking the time out to talk to us this morning.
It's lovely to speak to you, Barry. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you at the Opera House very soon.